producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let's go. Boop-dee-doo. It's time for the Good Day program. I'm Doug.
Look what we got here.
What do you have?
You.
What's the matter with me?
All wound up.
I am. No, you had too much sleep last night.
It was hot, though. It's hot. Somehow I couldn't get the things all working on that. I just gave up and go back to bed.
It's really hot on the East Coast? You're in Boston.
Well, it was hot in the circumstance I was in. It just felt hot.
Baby.
All right. Enough of that. Let's keep going. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Ken Kessler is here. And you are here, which is the important thing. I want to know. The inquiring minds among us want to know.
No.
You don't want to know?
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You do or you don't want to know?
Of course.
You want to know or not?
I want to know,
Dougie.
Make
up your mind. Do you want to know or not?
Tell me what I want to know, and I'll let you know whether I wanted to know it.
How do the members of ISIS have so many Toyota trucks and SUVs?
Yeah, I want to know.
I want to know that, too.
Driving around in Ford.
Okay.
That would be weird.
This is the solution to the problem that has been posed. I don't know how they're getting them, but I know how you can stop it. That is, stop buying Toyotas. Stop buying Toyotas. Those of you on the local stations that carry ads for your Toyota dealer are going to be annoyed at me. Then the dealerships will call headquarters and say, people in my district are upset because somehow Toyota is providing trucks and SUVs to ISIS. It has to stop. Toyota says it doesn't know how ISIS is getting these vehicles and is supporting the inquiry led by the terror financing unit of our Treasury Department. So they're looking into Toyota to see if they're sneaking them in. Toyota says no, but Toyota says no to a lot of things, and they lie. So do you believe them here?
Let me tell you what's happening.
Okay, Richie, I want you to tell
me.
My best guess.
Yes.
My best guess.
Oh, it's a guess.
They're selling tons of these Toyotas to Iran, and Iran is supplying them to ISIS.
No, there you go.
Yeah, Iran is supplying them to ISIS.
Yep. Toyota says it has a strict policy to not sell vehicles to purchasers who may use them for paramilitary activities. It's impossible for the company to track vehicles that have been stolen. Really? There are tens of thousands of these trucks. Look at any video of any of the activity ISIS is involved in.
Track them via VIN number? I mean, once we recover something, you could check it out, right?
They've stolen all of our weapons. So we ought to be able to track down the Toyota vehicles that they've stolen from whomever. That's what they say they're doing. I think the same people. Here's what I think, Rich. You want to know what I think?
Sure,
you told me what you think.
Let me hear it.
I think the same buzzards who sell arms off market, the arms, you know, the guys that sell guns and tanks and munitions, and they're usually Middle Easterners anyway. They're involved in the illicit trade of weaponry, are doing the same thing now with trucks and vehicles. They buy them and they sell them and they get a premium for them. ISIS has a lot of money and they need these trucks. They can't buy them through legitimate sources, and they've stolen, or they've just been given all our weaponry, so they got the extra cash. They don't need to really go out and buy that stuff because they get it from all of the Iraqis that have run away, throwing their weapons down, all the American-made military hardware that's being used against us and everybody else. But they have money to go out on the market, and the arms dealers are selling cars and trucks as well as guns and rifles and tanks.
They've got to have a authorized outlet from Toyota to be able to get them from.
So they make sure they get the guarantee? What are you kidding?
There's a dealer in Iran, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, somewhere that is getting these trucks from Toyota and then selling them to ISIS.
That's what I say. They're dirty. Toyota's dirty in this.
No.
You don't think they're dirty?
I don't think Toyota would be that stupid.
Ah, really?
I think that they...
Hello, check with Volkswagen on that, will you?
Well, no, but Volkswagen was pretty smart about what they did. They just got caught.
They got caught.
I think that Toyota probably needs to look at, because, I mean, they don't know what their dealers are doing, what every single one of their dealers are doing. They just know that they sold 400 cars last month.
Yeah, hooray.
So they got rid of the one in the Middle East that's selling 400 trucks a month, and there's your...
nice, shiny, pretty new trucks. Toyota, don't buy a Toyota.
What ISIS does when they have a warranty issue.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I'd like to bring my car back in. Yeah. I drove over and I shot my grenade out of the back the other day, and I felt a little vibration. So,
they bring it to the Palmyra.
I violated your warranty. Out of the back, and you feel the vibration. You tell me what is wrong, okay?
All right. You violated your warranty by putting a semi on it. Where do they put those? One of those guns,
machine
guns they put in the back of them. Right?
Yeah, do they pull into the service lane with a machine gun on the back of the roll bar?
All right, our quote of the day today from shipfoliage.com.
You have to make sure you say ship.
Shipfoliage.com.
Yeah.
Rush delivery is available. This is the website aiming to corner the New England leaf market by shipping you a bundle of leaves.
You
if
New
you really
Englanders,
need them.
Very crafty you are, but, you know, I don't know.
$19.99. I think I'll start selling. We got a lot of them on the farm.
All right, man. I got a lot of them in my backyard. I'll ship you out.
Going to business, Richie.
Yeah,
do you realize?
The Mid-Atlantic leaves, there's a much better than the New England leaves.
Do you realize you have to rake those? Like, what are people doing?
No, we have blowers on the farm.
Yeah, we have blowers, too.
I could actually, you know what?
So where would you blow them?
I could
where
make
go?
A business out of this.
I blow them into the park.
I could, but it's too early. The leaves are mostly still green. When they fall off, I can bale them up with a baler and send you a bale of leaves.
Wow,
how for $19.99.
So, Jennifer, tell me this. Tell me this.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Richie.
Yeah.
Let that settle in. This is a real business.
No. You and I
on the farm.
I don't want to talk about it on the air because somebody's going to steal our idea. I'm the Mid-Atlantic.
But they don't know that I've got a baler. They don't have a baler.
Oh, can I join in? I can send people palm tree fronds if you like.
Well, see, that's my question for you. What did you do? I feel sorry for you growing up in California. What did you do in the fall? You had no leaves, piles of leaves to jump into.
No, but we got to run away from drive-by shootings. It was just as
bad. And fires.
And then we get to hang on our chandeliers when there's earthquakes.
I missed out on that.
Our thought for the day today comes from Simon Cowell, who is having his 56th birthday today. Work hard, be patient, and be a sponge while learning your business. That sounds like something you'd say to the guys on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Work hard, be patient, and be a sponge while learning your business. People, that's a good adage. He's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
14 past the hour. Later in the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us. And if you're really good girls and boys, Jennifer will have a couple of stories from the world of television coming up on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just a saying.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat, no cash or credit back on prior purchases, tax and shipping extra.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
We all know that drinking water is important for our overall health, but did you know that drinking water at the right time makes it more effective? For example, 2 glasses of water right when you wake up helps activate your internal organs. A glass of water 30 minutes before a meal helps aid in digestion. If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or to help fight off sickness, then grab a glass of water or 2 or 3. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Doug Steffens' Good Day program on the air with news from the United Auto Workers Union that there may be a strike against Chrysler. You'll recall last week we were talking about the union turning down the Chrysler offer flat when management and the union leadership got together, hammered out a deal. 69% of the workers said, forget about it. We're not going along with that at all. So now they're threatening to strike if there isn't a new agreement by the end of the day today. So for those of you, I don't know how much there is in terms of backlog at the Chrysler dealers, but these strikes usually go on for a long time, and they're never good for anybody. I never have understood, especially in this business. Somebody explain how this works to me, please. The people who go out on strike that make 24, 25, 26 bucks an hour, they are on unemployment, or some of them don't even get unemployment because they're not entitled to it, and they have some stipend from Chrysler, I'm sorry, from the union, and they'll give them 100 bucks a week or something, and these things go on and on. They never make up what they've lost by not working. Never!
True.
So what do you do it for? Why would you do that? Somebody help me understand where there is, in any circumstance like this, where you actually make out. You don't. You can't. Especially if you stay out for a week or two. How are you going to make that up? What's the point? Get to the table. Make a deal. Be men and women about it. Work it through. And stay at work.
This is just the problem with union situations.
It is.
Imagine when you have a problem with your compensation, you go and you sit down with your boss, and it's answered right away.
Yeah.
Either we're going to give you more money, or we're not, or we're going to offer you something else, and then you decide whether or not you're going to stay.
Yeah, right.
Hello.
It's easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, but they don't get it, and instead we those of us who like Chrysler products, I think Chrysler's making an excellent product these days. So what are you going to do? You're going to hold the company hostage because they've created more jobs because you and them in cooperation are making a better product? I don't even begin to understand. That's what people have said to me for years. I've been a part of 7 different unions over my life. I'm not a fan of unions. In some circumstances, I've had to join. Others, I've opted to join because it was better under the circumstances to be with them than to not be with them. But under the circumstances, I crossed the picket line.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. One of those.
Yeah. I was a scab.
Yeah.
I was. Absolutely a scab. Didn't believe in the strike, wanted to go to work, and so I did. And that was pretty much the end of my connection with that union. It was the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. I had to belong to the, can you imagine that? I had to belong to that to run, to be a radio person in a station in Providence. Crazy stuff. 21 after, this is Good Day. Hello.
Thank you. what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
It's time for the My Three Song Contest. We're going to play. I don't think anybody. Kenny, you've never used a bong, have you?
No.
Rich, you ever use a bong?
No.
Jennifer?
No.
I'm just asking. Listen, no,
that's so like 1980s, really.
No, it's not. So present day. We're just
out of 2015.
Did I ever tell you about the bong I found in the hayloft? I'll have to tell you that sometime, that story. We're about to play three songs.
Your kids are like, ding.
No, my kids are like,
what is this?
That's exactly what it was until I figured it out.
All right, come on. We've got to get these three songs.
My three songs. Different artists are playing a song, and there's something that is a thread here that connects all of these songs. So you have to figure that out, and you'll call us at 888-302-3684. If you're lucky enough to get through, you will be the recipient of a swell prize. So saith Rich McFadden. First song in the set is by Huey Lewis and the News. The Power of Love. Number one from this week in 1985. It's the first of three number one songs that they had in the 1980s. Billboard ranked this song as the 15th most popular song of the year. Next on the list is a tune by ZZ Top. Can you say tune? Tune. Double back. Number one on this week in 1990 in the charts. Stayed there for 5 weeks. Was their third number one on the rock charts. Two more in 1990, one more in 94 for ZZ Top with Double Back. Got a double back. All right. This is the best one of the three. First one is good. This is great. This is Marvin Berry and the Starlighters.
Earth angel, will you be mine?
Now, this was, I remember back to the hit the Penguins head with this. Still sounds good. I think the Vogues had a cover. Johnny Tillotson did. New Edition did one too. Jen. This band actually got a gold record for their version of the song. Rolling Stone named the song one of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Earth Angel, this version by Marvin Berry. And it's significant that you think in terms of this version of the song, not the others that I was talking about. This is the version that's important. So what's the story here? How are they all connected? Are you smart enough to figure it out? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie!
And I knew the vision of your love.
Good, Jennifer?
Totally, Doug.
I hear it. Got goosebumps? Oh, here's Tony.
My spine.
Tony's in Cocoa Beach listening to WMEL. Hi, Tony.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, sir, how about you?
Great.
All right, well, let's see how smart you are. What do these three songs have in common?
Well, they're all were in Back to the Future movies.
They were, in fact. All those songs were in Back to the Future movies. So you're a pretty smart cookie there, Tony. Nice to have you thinking and listening at the same time. Hold on just a second. Richie's going to take care of you. All right, so Kenny, what's the story with all these Back to the Future rumors about a Back to the Future day?
Well, it's the 30th anniversary of the first movie, and 2 weeks from today is the day that Marty McFly went to the future.
All right, so we have to celebrate that 2 weeks from today on Good Day.
Tom Warren, X-Men, with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth, and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog and cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet, and you'll both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Exxon or Mobil, and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partner.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I don't need any more time. I'm ready to go. 33 after the hour, speaking of time. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn on the air. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny's monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm looking at a picture of the SS United States. Who knows what this ship is? Anybody know the story of the SS United States?
I don't.
No.
Ever been? No. If you don't know the story, then you've probably never been on the SS United States. It was originally the SS France. And this ship, which for many, when it first was built right after World War II, sort of looked like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, it sure does.
And if you look at it now, it's a rust bucket. It's been sitting in a one of those, what do you call it? It's not a dry dock, but it's in a dock off the main straightaway, if you will. I believe it's in Philadelphia, or it may
looks
be,
like it's, that's where it is. Yeah,
I think it's in Philadelphia. It's been sitting there for a long time. The scrappers want to cut it up. The only reason it hasn't been cut up is because scrap is so low. Right now, it was at $340 a ton. It's now down to less than $100 a ton. So it's not worth it to take something like this. And you see a lot of these ships around. But there's something about the magic. I was on this ship once, and it made me... I was on the Norway. We used to do a cruise. Roberta and I did a cruise on the Norway, I don't know, God, almost 20 years ago, I think. Around the
back
Caribbean.
When all the good stuff used to happen before we got here.
Yeah, before you got here.
Never cruised anything except for Southern Boulevard with you, Dougie.
Well, maybe we should go back to doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's not my story, though. This preservationist group that formed called the USS United States Conservancy saved the ship from being scrapped. Its members are still working with a developer to take the ship and make it a big real estate development in New York City. That was her report. Can you imagine how wonderful that would be? How many of you ever been on the Queen Mary, which is in Long Beach?
Sure.
Oh, my God. What beautiful. A wonderful experience that is. And to think they could do the same thing with a ship like this is nothing but magic. They don't have enough money. But they're looking for money. They ought to do a crowdfund or something. I don't know what they got to do. But when you look at pictures of this, Richie just went to look at the pictures. It's a disgrace. But we're all I'm thankful that it hasn't been chopped up yet. I'm looking at pictures of it now and then what it looked like when it was first built. Magnificent ship. And I think that there are so many great craftsmen around these days that can work and recreate this ship so that it looks and feels just like the magic it had when it was first on the open seas in the early 50s. Don't you think things like this are worthwhile? Really and truly. Tell me that you, I mean, it's not the most important thing in the world, but yet it is. There's something about tradition in America
that's
been swept away by whether it's the consciousness of computers or whether it's just people kind of lose the leadership we have now.
It's scrap metal.
Yeah, it is scrap metal. But are you being
recycle
a wise guy?
Recycle it.
Oh, okay, Rich, there he is. Mr. Devil's Advocate, thank you very much.
Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, you are.
Need more soda cans.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
How many soda cans could that thing make?
Hmm. Yep, probably a lot of other things, bumpers for cars or whatever. Okay.
It could make more Toyota trucks for ISIS.
Yeah, for ISIS, yeah. Those puppies right over there. There's a curiosity. I had this question yesterday. I never asked it on the air. It's sort of one of those who cares things, like Jennifer goes nuts when I say to her, sometimes she does this story, who cares?
Who cares?
So that's kind of what I felt about this data transfer agreement. The EU, European Union, has had a deal with the big companies, Google and Apple and Facebook, for years. And whenever somebody does a web search or somebody goes on Facebook in Paris or London or Hamburg or wherever they go, the information, the data, transfers back to U.S. servers. And that's how it's been. So I figured, okay, who cares? It didn't affect me any. I'm not European. So then the... Why are you laughing?
I'm not European.
No, I'm not. Who cares about that? Why should we have a big thing? Excuse me. But what's happened, if you go to Snowden in his history, when he let everybody know that the government accessed this data at Facebook and Apple and Google, the people in Europe now have started thinking about this, and they decided these data transfers are not good because they leave citizens in Europe vulnerable to the NSA. They don't want the NSA snooping into their phone calls and their emails. So that's why they said, sorry. They didn't say sorry. They just said, this is over. You can't. We're not going to do this anymore. You want to do business in Europe with Europeans? Then you'll set it up so that we collect the data here and have it. We do not want it being a target of the NSA. And I thought to myself, you know, that's something we've said over here. I said it. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't agree with them because they want the same thing that I want. I want the NSA the hell out of me and my business. What business does the NSA have of getting access to all of these sorts of things with Europeans? They have no access. They have no jurisdiction. Yet they're snooping around. How do you think they got Mrs. Merkel's what she's fixing for dinner story? And if, in fact, this had changed before they were snooping around Mrs. Merkel, then they wouldn't know what she was serving for dinner or whatever else they're listening to. I think this makes nothing but sense. Agree or disagree?
I'm on board.
Agree.
Hmm. All right. Kenny's always the last to jump in on the bandwagon.
He thinks about his answers.
Yes, he does think. So you got to use his gut a little bit more. All right, anyway. So that's what
I... It works so well for you and I.
What, using our gut?
Yeah.
Being an emotional thinker.
Not
always
thinking about things
well.
Right, yeah.
Well, but I mean, I didn't think about... Yesterday at this time when I talked about it, who cares? And then it started looking and thinking, and this is the privacy issue once again. Personal data needs to be handled with much more care. The big tech companies don't give a damn about you.
Well, yes, they do. They just want to. They want to use you. Is what they want to do. They totally care about you. They want access to everything about you.
Yeah, well,
because they can make money.
And by the way, that's what tipped them off. The Europeans start getting all these ads, and they're sort of for American products. So, but the ads apply to whatever it is that they've been searching for, whatever vehicle they're using to search, Google or Yahoo or whatever. So. I'm glad they're fixing and addressing it. All right, we're going to have a happy birthday celebration here in a minute, are we not?
Oh, is it my birthday again?
No.
Oh.
But happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought your birthday was in December.
Oh, that's right, it is.
And Jennifer's is February, right?
Yes, actually.
And Kenny's is August.
Yep.
Right? See, I got them all right.
Yours is next month.
Huh.
You're next, buddy.
I'm next.
So if it's none of us, whose is it?
It must be. Da-da-da-da. We'll reveal the secret of whose birthday it is in a moment here on Good Day.
If you haven't seen Lumber Liquidators' incredible fall flooring deals, now is the time. It's the final days to save as much as 45% or more on all the latest hardwood trends. And it's your last chance to get $1 off select styles of premium Bellawood. Save 20% on stylish woodlook tile. And get coupon savings on quality dream home laminate with pad included. Plus, more deals from 59 cents and 15-month special financing.
This is Tyson. Go to lumberliquidators.com/weekdays for a chance to win $4,000 in flooring from Lumber Liquidators.
Sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camil, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partnered with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Musicians, save up to 30% on over a quarter million instruments during Guitar Center's Fall Savings Event. Pick up the legendary Fender Squire Strat or a classic Yamaha acoustic guitar, both under $100. Two Zildjian ZBT cymbals for $69. A three-pack of D'Addario electric or acoustic guitar strings for $10. Or create your own deal with a 15% off coupon from GuitarCenter.com. Good on select single items, $199 or more. Check out hundreds of items priced too low to advertise this Thursday through Monday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
All right, now 44 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has the best medical newsletter that I have ever read. I like reading it every week. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, you can sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Today's a special day because it's Dr. Ron's birthday. I'm not going to be classless.
Do you know what else it is, Doug?
What else is it?
It is Putin's birthday. We're actually born on exactly the same date.
Really?
10-7-1952. Both of us turned 63.
I'm not wishing him a master to happy birthday.
My son's birthday is April 21st, and Hitler's birthday is April 20th.
That was close.
Let's keep moving on that one. All right, so there's new cause for concern for cardiac patients. Doctors have discovered a potential problem involving implanted heart valves. They don't always open and close properly, possibly because a blood clot has formed that could raise the risk of a stroke. I wonder, when you see patients who have problems, you're a general practitioner in a sense, right?
Correct.
You consider yourself a general?
Yeah.
So when people have heart problems, whatever you discover with your patients that may be a problem, how do you decide where to send them for specialists? How does a doctor like you, who's a generalist, find the right people to send his patients to for the next step?
Well, part of the problem is that, you know, the problem you illustrate is an example of people going to the best, most advanced high-tech institutions to get the most advanced therapies that have gone awry. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in a sense, high-level specialty care can be fraught with peril. So here in New York, we're very fortunate, or perhaps not so fortunate. I'm very close to what's called Bedpan Alley, which is, Second Avenue, First Avenue here in New York. We have about six or seven major university hospital centers. So, take your pick or ultimately take your chances.
So do you, though, direct people? Do you have a favorite place to send somebody if there's a cardiac problem or a pulmonary problem or a problem with bones and joints and that kind of stuff? Do you normally?
Well, not really.
Because you're independent.
I actually find that at a certain level, experts are sort of interchangeable parts. What I look for in a referral is a patient, is a doctor who's willing to work with me on a level where, you know, I use natural therapies, I use vitamins, supplements, I use diet, and right. At least I don't want them to spurn that and poo-poo that and say, oh, you know, that's ridiculous, that's old-fashioned, that's quackery. At least I want an openness to that perspective. So most of these doctors, they're up to snuff on how...
They have to be, right? Is that me or you, Richie? What happened?
That's Dr. Ron, I believe, so, unfortunately.
Right. So what are we going to do?
We're going to take a break there. I'll see if I can get him back here for you.
All right. Good idea, Richie. Thank you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, well, that was sort of an unceremonious way to
have a
conversation with him.
Mercury still in retrograde?
Yes,
wow.
Today's the last day of Mercury being in retrograde for the last time this year. So that's too bad because I was in the middle of, I had something that was pretty, well, I mean, I think all this stuff is important. I was really interested in talking about calcium and bones and stuff because he's big on that and big in terms of supplementation. So anyway, wish him a happy birthday and thought. And indeed, you can send him an email at drhoffman.com. Wish him a happy birthday, Ron Hoffman, on Good Day. All right, Jen.
Dougie.
Let's talk for a minute about the world of television. There's a Dateline special that's going to air. It's got to be fairly soon, right? On Bill Cosby with the accusers. All 27 of them are going to be on this show that will air, I think, Friday.
Yeah, that's the rumor. They're all getting together. This should be a tough one for Bill Cosby. His ears will definitely be burning, and this comes on the heels of possible charges that he's facing in Los Angeles over that woman that lawyered up with Gloria Allred, who had some charges against Bill Cosby that she woke up with him sucking on her toes.
Great.
At the Playboy Mansion. So interesting. If 27 women, if you've been following this story, will sit down with NBC on Friday at 9. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be tough. I think that's going to be tough to watch. Also going on today, ABC Family has been struggling to find an identity for itself. It says it's a family channel, but yet when you watch it, some of the content isn't always so family-oriented. Well, now they've decided to attract more young people by changing the name of their network to something called Freeform.
Yeah, who cares?
What is that? I mean,
I don't know. Let's talk about Jay Leno and his new show. He was on the Tonight Show.
Who cares?
I know. But do you care? Honestly, do you care?
Oh, I think it's interesting to watch. No, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't watch how people market. Yeah, this is a good story today. Jay Leno's back on TV. He's doing Jay Leno's Garage, and he's got famous friends coming to his TV show like Francis Ford Coppola, Lawrence Fishburne. It airs on CNBC, starts tonight at 10.
Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you like Jay Leno, you can check him out. And see if you can find some video from last night's Tonight Show as well.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Into another episode of the Pet Show Minimalized. That is, the Pet Show normally is on for a couple hours every weekend on a lot of radio stations that carry this program. It's a great show because the host is great. The subject matter is great, close to your heart. We're talking about the Pet Show, hosted by Warren Eckstein. Warren is here every week at this time to give us a couple of tidbits, a couple of tips on taking care of your dogs, your cats, your pets in general better. So we're going to get to the bottom line of things. We actually started a thread last week that is something worth continuing. What you don't like to see when a pet is out in public, plus the warning that Warren has from his website, petshow.com, on mushroom poisoning. Look out for mushrooms and dogs and cats. Mostly dogs, I think, get into that. So we'll have the details coming right up here on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
All right, now Warren is here. First of all, let's start with the warning that you posted on thepetshow.com about mushroom poisoning. What does that apply to, or to whom does it apply?
Especially now with all the rain on the East Coast and everything, it applies to pretty much everyone. Mushrooms can be toxic to both dogs and cats. And it was brought about by Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. His little puppy has a French bulldog that died from getting into mushrooms. So it's really important. I do it every day. When I'm in Santa Monica, I go out in the backyard before Cisco goes out. I look around to see if there's any toadstools or mushrooms growing, and I pull them right away. Here are things you need to know, though. If you know that your dog has gotten into it, if they're vomiting, have diarrhea, abdominal pain, weakness, yellowing of the skin, or any possibility that they got into mushrooms, you need to get them to a veterinarian right away.
Yeah, they're very, very
Mine
dangerous.
Walked up to the front porch the other day and had one hanging out of her mouth, and I took it right out of her mouth, and I watched her real well for the next 12 hours, and everything seemed okay. It was just a plain white mushroom. And I looked it up online, and you can look up poisonous mushrooms for dogs, and then it shows you a bunch of pictures, and it didn't show. But it's scary.
It's scary. You know what the bottom line is, Rich, is that most people are unaware of it. When I talked about mushroom poisoning on the radio show last week, it was shocking to me that about 80% of my listeners had no idea that mushrooms were dangerous or the mushrooms growing in their backyard were dangerous for their dogs. So I'm glad we're getting that information out, because literally a lot of dogs and cats, but mostly dogs, will get sick or even worse if they do eat mushrooms in your backyard.
Well, one of the things that I think is important here, there are all different kinds of mushrooms, and this is what I need to be. I wonder if it's the same thing as like chocolate. We're told don't let your dog eat chocolate.
All of my dogs have eaten chocolate. Nothing's ever happened.
Well, you know, it depends on the type of chocolate. For example, there's a fertilizer out there that's actually made from chocolate. I'm just the name slipping by me right now. But if you go to any gardening supply, you can buy fertilizer for your yard that's actually made out of chocolate. So those are things you really need to be careful of. Read the labels carefully. Usually if it's danger for a pet or danger for people, they'll let you know. But there is an organic chocolate fertilizer that a lot of people use. The name's with me. I'll come up with it next week. But just be careful of things like that.
All right. One of the things that I was talking about last week, limping things when you see a pet out in public and the owner hasn't taken care of the dog, mostly dogs, limping dogs, it's a sign of abuse, I think. There are other things that bother me when you see a pet scratching away at their tail or their legs or their underbelly because they've somehow or other gotten that eczema or a hot spot, and people don't recognize. I don't understand why people don't recognize hot spots, Warren.
You know, they don't. And just a little plug for my own Hugs and Kisses. That's one of the reasons we developed it, to get rid of hot spots. But you know, the thing that bugs me is when you take your dog out for a walk, and I say this all the time, it's not your walk, it's your dog's walk. And what really bugs me is people are not paying any attention. For example, mushrooms, I see people walking their dog. Their dog could be nibbling mushrooms on the side and some grass, and they wouldn't even know it because they're texting or on their phone. When you take your dog for your walk, spend time with your dog, not with your cell phone.
The words of the wise from Warren Eckstein, host of the Pet Show here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.